Blog Talk Radio.
For the niggas I miss, yeah. Mama, I'm rich. I done lost count all the hoes I hit. Yeah. Look at my bitch. Shit get real, she gon' hide them sticks. Yeah. I go bricks. Can a hoe tell me I ain't on my shit? What's shattered? Hit that switch. Gotta pull it up for the niggas I miss. Yeah. Mama, I'm rich. I done lost count all the hoes I hit. Yeah. Look at my bitch. Shit get real, she gon' hide them sticks. Look, I go bricks. Can a hoe tell me I ain't on my shit? Yeah, look at my wrist. Cool 5K, I done spent on my fit. Yeah, nigga on lick. Got a bitch from the bird, got a bitch from the bricks. Yeah, ain't talking my shit. Been had hits, better switch up your pitch. No niggas in lick. She gon' let me fuck, but I swear I won't lick. Yeah, all go rollin'. Been had cheese, big bread like a hoe. Yeah, nigga, you don't know me. Freaky little bit, but she swear that she hoe. Yeah, can't hold me. That nigga lame, black as shit, like a gold. Black shit, black shit. The nigga bogus, say you get money, well you know you gotta show me. Hit that switch, gotta pull it up for the niggas I miss. Yeah, mama I'm rich, I done lost count all the hoes I hit. Yeah, look at my bitch, shit get real, she gon' hide them sticks. Yeah, I go bricks, can a hoe tell me I ain't on my shit? Hit that switch, gotta pull it up for the niggas I miss. Yeah, mama I'm rich, I done lost count all the hoes I hit. Yeah. Look at my bitch, shit get real, she gon' hide them sticks. Look, I'll go bricks, can't a hoe tell me I ain't on my shit. Yeah, I'm here, diamonds on my neck, on my wrist, real clear, real clear. Reappear, new hat trick, make your hoe disappear.
Where she at? Okay.
Get in there, yeah. Bitch keep nagging, but I swear I don't care. Yeah, who there? Whoa. Too much pain, I done ran out of tears. Yeah, hot shot. Louis 13, smoke got the drop top. Yeah, take a look at my watch. Niggas say poppin', but I swear you not hot. But Kiki, by my bitch CC. Shawty won't dick, cause you see me on TV. Don't tease me, thought you ain't need me. Pay for the dick, I ain't giving out freebies. No ZZ, cover like a TP. Tryna hit brick, and I'm tryna hit Riri. But I'm too easy, trout like Jesus. Yeah, the pussy good, but the money really pleases.
Hey, love to the money.
I'm all on it. Say you won't smoke, but you really don't want it. Feeling like Tony. Can't stay faithful with these hoes all on me. Hit that switch. Gotta pull it up for the niggas I miss. Mama, I'm rich. I done lost count all the hoes I hit. Yeah. Look at my bitch. Shit get real. She gon' hide them sticks. Yeah. I go bricks. Can a hoe tell me I ain't on my shit? My shit. Hit that switch. Gotta pull it up for the niggas I miss. Mama, I'm rich. I done lost count all these hoes I hit. Yeah. Look at my bitch. Shit get real. She gon' hide them sticks. Look, I'll go bricks. Can't a hoe tell me I ain't on my shit.
What is going on today, guys? It's your boy Jay here. We are back with the third episode of 2019. Stay Woke Radio. As always, in the building, we got L here.
Hey, I'm in the building.
We already see y'all with it. It's all good to have L with. So today, y'all, we're going to be going over a number of things. It's not just going to be one specific thing, but I will say this. For all my high school students, all my graduated high school students, all the ones who are going, but starting out as freshmen, stay tuned for it because I will go into that. Without further ado, L, if you would like to read the commercial.
Stay Woke Radio is the program of Stand Alumni Media. Stand Alumni Media, a diversified digital brand designed to uplift voices most often silent. If you would like to have your show, your product, your business, your service sponsored on Stand I'm Not Media Network, please get in contact. Please get in contact today. Thank you.
Thank you. And so, first segment we're going to talk about is the news flash. I know a lot of people may not watch the news all the time. I, for one, I watch it sometimes, but I don't watch it all the time. I watch it if I do get news. As you all know, Twitter, you can get news from Twitter if you don't watch the news. But some of this news isn't even about, doesn't even come from news. Some of it comes from myself. So, first news, first big thing I'm going to talk about is there was a meeting. Last night, about National Collegiate Prep, and now I cannot guarantee for sure that this will happen, but there is a chance that the school will be, based on just one thing, might be getting, they want to revoke the council or the chapter from this, and that's one thing I don't want to happen as a graduating student, this year graduating student of NCP, I would rather not see this school get shut down. I want to see this school thrive. These schools, I feel like they should be trying to make it better. Because a lot of, not, it wasn't even just about the fact of that. It's the fact of, it was a lot of situations, a lot of different, like, tensions. There was a lot of situations that happened. One thing that happened was, my question today is, how do you ask a high school student a question that he doesn't have the answer to? That just doesn't make any sense to me. So, I mean, I'm hoping the school don't get shut down. The final decision or the final vote whether or not the school will be getting its chapter vote and getting shut down is not until January 22nd. So, fingers crossed, hopefully they do not revoke the chapter. Instead, they want to improve the school.
Yes, National Preparatory Public Charter High School. So
yep.
It's a charter school right here in D.C. And so
4,600.
Yeah, what we're finding out is they possibly closing. They were organized as an outdoor world school in February 2012. So that's 6 years ago. Since then, they've graduated 6 classes. Oh man, it's sad to see any school close, honestly, because that means there's a lack of education in the community. There's a weird gap there.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, National Collegiate Prep is the only school on the side of the river that is an IB school.
Dang, yo.
So being a student in the IB program, trust me when I tell you that it's a very rigorous course, but it gives benefits. Basically, what happens with IB is that you basically classes that you take you'd be taking in high school, in not even in high school, basically classes that you'd be taking in college your freshman year, you're basically taking and getting the credit for your entire 2 years. You start, you'll start at 11th grade. Some schools are already lower than that, but at our school, we start at 11th grade, and then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got everything here. It looks like, you know, the blue gold and the community, they got, you know, a big deal here about the creed, the last creed, and it's just sad to see them possibly be gone. I mean, can you tell us a little more about the meeting that happened yesterday? Because, you know, you were in attendance.
I can say that through this meeting, more than likely the school will not get down because how big of a community this school has. The school definitely has one of the biggest communities in D.C. Yeah, a lot of people support NCP, and even though you look at other schools, like not even just Ballou, but you look at other schools. And a lot of kids in that school came from these big name schools. Yeah, they came from these big name schools.
Some people came from McKinley. Some people came from Anacostia. Some people from MSC. A lot of these kids, they came from these schools to go to NCP because they wanted a smaller space. NCP is a smaller school with smaller class sizes and everything. So it's easier. Sometimes it's easier for us to learn in a smaller environment than a bigger environment. And I will say this for myself, I definitely prefer a smaller environment than a bigger one.
I feel you. I mean, I'm looking here. The president and the founder, I guess, executive director, she's still a principal. She's
yep.
a principal there.
Jennifer Ross.
Yeah. That's amazing. She founded the school. It's just federal funding. It wasn't a whole bunch of, money or anything like that. 300 mm-hmm. students. Did they say in the meeting, why they were in the closing? Like, what the causes were?
It was one of the things that brought up was that the school had some things that it was supposed to get, and one we didn't. Apparently, we didn't. One of them we didn't get. I don't exactly remember which one it was, but it was one of them that we did not complete. And so, because of that one thing, which to me does seem right to close the school down if they're missing one thing, instead of closing the school down because they don't have one thing, how about you try to help them improve and get that one thing they're missing?
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So. In your opinion too, what were some of the best things about the school? You play sports. Did the school have a team? Were they how?
We definitely had a team. 2 years. We've had a team. Some of these years, I think it was a few. Like last year, went to the playoffs. Year before, I believe last year went to the championship and won and lost in the championship. I think it was. Year we went to the championship. I think and lost as well. I don't exactly remember. But we do definitely have, there was talk around having a varsity and a varsity team, but I don't know if that was actually true. Boys basketball we have university and varsity, we have girls basketball, we got volleyball, you got a whole lot of clubs, you got dance, you got band, you got all these other things that this school provides for students, but yet you guys want to take this away from them. You guys are wanting them to go to these schools that may not have the same resources that we have.
Yeah. I mean, they make a good point about the band and stuff like that. I definitely remember that being an important part of high school, just having a lot of opportunities to do different things.
Right.
For sure. I agree. So, we got this weekend. I mean, that's
I didn't get to see how it ended. I left before it really ended because it ended at 10, but I don't exactly remember. I don't know how it ended. But I know that they definitely based on the testimonies and everything that they realized that this school means a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it would just be devastating just to see this close out over one thing. It just wouldn't make sense.
And you said one of the moms spoke up or something like
that? Yeah, one of the a lot of people's parents spoke up to testify for the school. It was students testified, parents testified, teachers testified, and administrators testified. So
hopefully there will be some changes in the near future. So National Collegiate Academy, its future is in the crosshairs. So we hope there's good news soon. This weekend,
there is a Martin Luther King Jr. parade going on.
Yeah.
I myself will be participating in the float. Future Foundation that I am a part of.
Yeah.
We are going to be on a float. I myself have not seen a float. I'm hoping that it's very creative. I know how Elle and Ayana, who is not here, but she's here in spirit.
I'm gonna spoil it. We're going very classy. Y'all gonna have to step your game up. Last year you thought we were doing it. We're going black and gold this year.
Black and gold. Ooh.
Yeah.
So I gotta wear black and gold, basically.
I mean, all black. You're black and gold. Yes.
Yeah. That's not hard.
We're coming on the Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in style.
Oh, we gotta tell them who's gonna be on there. We gotta tell them who's gonna be there.
Yeah, I mean, who's gonna be there? Yeah.
So besides me, I am.
Besides and Future Foundation.
Future Foundation. Who else is gonna be there?
Oh, I mean the MLK parade is the movie Syndicate. So you know.
Well,
these may
be I guess you really I understand what I was saying, but
yeah.
Of the Future Foundation, I agree. Are going to be there. That's what I was saying.
I don't know. VP. So if you would like to RSVP,
please.
Also,
you can be a part of our
Facebook. I did not get that. I did not get what
you
were doing.
Yeah.
Yes, if you want to be a part of the Future Foundation float, loyalty remains in Southeast on Sunday. You can join us. Visit our Facebook. Visit our Twitter account. Get in touch.
Yeah.
We got an event. Join us. Yeah.
Before we move on to the next topic, I do have three quick little quotes from Dr. King that I do want you guys to listen to it. Just think about it. And it's big, Quincy. First one that says, somebody told a lie one day. I'm sorry, guys. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading, low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. Well, I want to get the language right. I want to get the language so right that everybody here cry out, yes, I'm black. I'm proud of it. I'm black, and I'm beautiful.
We read that this week to the Columbus kids there, and it meant a lot to hear that.
The second one is, the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of extremists will we be? Will we be extremists for hate or for love? Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice or for the extension of justice? Martin Luther King, this letter from Birmingham. And the final quote I want you guys to think about is, many white Americans of good will have never connected bigotry to economic exploitation. They have deplored prejudice but tolerated or ignored economic injustice. From Why Can't We Wait, 1964. So, going into the third one, the reason why I read the third one last is because it actually relevates to the last topic of the one, which is Trump shutdown this week. So basically, news on the Trump shutdown is basically, if you guys haven't heard it, Trump has ordered every U.S. government worker to basically go back to work without pay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that's a little crazy. And that will definitely shut out.
Kind of like a dictatorship to me.
I don't know. We are.
Not only do you gotta go back to work, you gotta go back to work for free. Oh, man.
All because he wants to build a stupid wall.
Yeah. You know, in a barbershop this week, I think it was a black dude came in there talking about he was a Republican and he voted for Trump. I just had that. He was talking about, I can't.
I would not.
It's excusable.
Yeah, basically. That is
amazing.
So, really quick highlight, primaries are coming up on February 10th, so make sure. Also, a quick other note, but this note will be for the next topic.
Hey there.
What song was
you guys like? I don't know, man. I want to ask this, though, before we get to the song.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it would have been like to be in high school with Martin Luther King?
Ooh, that's a question. One thing, I feel like I would be like, thinking the same way as him. I can't say I wouldn't be because I kind of do at the same time at the moment. But I feel like if I actually like were to be in high school with him, me and him would definitely share ideas and a lot of goals and definitely willing to work together towards these goals.
Yeah.
I believe.
Most definitely. So I think, I appreciate it. I think Dr. King in high school right now, you know, I think he'd be popping on Instagram. I think he'd be popping on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I think he'd be like on Facebook, like 50,000 comments, like a lot of people like, talking about his stuff, but like, I don't know. I still feel like if he was in school, he'd be trying to maintain like that both. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like presence on having classes too.
Mm.
He'd be struggling because I don't think all the time be on the same page.
Mm.
Mm. You know, like, he might be on the internet or Facebook talking about, you know, rally this, rally that, but I think that if his teacher saw, you know, you know, I don't think it would be all sweet for him. Anyway, go to the next song. What is it? Let me know. Call into the show.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying before we got into the next song, too. About you. As you out here, we are open to this. Well, this is open session. So if you guys ever want to join in on the call, the number to dial, and if you guys want to write this down, you can. Number 646-787-8623. Again, it is
646-787-8623.
I think the next song that I want to play is, well, before I get into the song, this person that I wanted to play is, he definitely was one of the main reasons. Well, he definitely was an artist that I definitely looked upon, but I did also listen to music around his time. And this is Avicii, Wake Me Up, featuring Al Black. I do want to say definitely like a piece of Avicii music that
guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself enough, didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself enough.
The others, they don't like us.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
Belong.
All right, we are back. Before we get back, y'all gonna play Owl Black as a man because, well, sometimes I just feel like it. So,
Owl Black. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man. I'm the man. I'm the man. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm the man. I'm the man. I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold.
This is my world.
Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet. No surrender and I won't retreat. And I'm now in face of the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn.
Before we get into this next segment, L, the commercial, if you will, please.
Please join the Future Foundation on our royalty remains. Parade vote. Parade vote provided by Shaw. Register to enter Realm of Social Justice AB in Southeast DC. That's right, Monday, January 21st, it's going down at the OK Day Parade. 10 a.m. is the lineup. We hope to see you there. Find out how to register on our website. www.thefuturedc.org. Hit that link. Let us know you're going to be there. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. second segment is one of my one segment that I really will be having fun with, and that is the football segment. So, first thing first, Super Bowl 53. Are you guys gonna be watching it? Am I gonna watch it? Probably not. I probably will not have time.
Wow, that's cool.
Because,
like, you're always talking about it, but, like, you know.
Oh, no, trust me. Sometimes I do watch Super Bowl, so sometimes I, like, look it up, but I don't watch it.
But we're talking about intentionally not watching.
Oh, no, not intentionally.
You know,
not intentionally. No,
because
not.
Of the whole kneeling thing.
Yeah. A lot of people will stop watching football because of that. I didn't watch football for that. I've seen it before, but I'm just like, that shouldn't be illegal. Like, stop watching football. Just
here's the thing. I think that eyeballs are powerful. And I think, well, they are. Because the Super Bowl ads go for like billions of dollars. And it's like, it's literally 30 seconds. So that's what the whole sport is about. Like, that's literally what the whole Super Bowl is about. Like, people don't, like, most of the people who watch, like, the Super Bowl, it's like two categories. Like, people who either watch football all the time and are actually invested in the outcome of the game, or it's people who never watch sports at all and are only invested in the entertainment to say that they watch it. Yes or no?
Right about that.
I mean, I'm right.
Or, well, actually, the third one.
There's no in between.
If you're both, because some people do both of them. Some people, they sometimes will watch it, but then sometimes they won't. So it's, that's what I'm saying.
So you got those two scissors, right? You can be like, okay, I'm going to watch because I really care about, you know, who wins or loses. Or I'm going to watch because I just want to watch to see it being.
So
those are the options this year. But this year, there is a quarterback on the field that is kneeling. So you have to make
no,
a point.
No, not this year.
This was last year.
Last year or the year.
Yeah, whatever.
But if you guys know, Colin Kaepernick basically was kicked out of the league for just kneeling. Like, nobody would pick him up. And I'm just like, that's kind of wild. That's not kind of. That definitely is wild because just because the person kneels, you guys don't pick him up the league because he turned into disrespect to them.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. Maybe he doesn't believe in some of the same stuff that we do. So it's like, you're kicking a man out of the league for not really doing anything.
I mean, they're trying to destroy his livelihood. I mean, they did not want him on his team. You know, they didn't want him getting picked up nowhere.
Yeah, he wasn't getting picked up.
That's pretty legit. And he didn't necessarily say anything until after the fact. You know, so, like, he was like, oh, let me go Twitter and ask these mugs. He was like, I'm gonna stay on the field, but I'm not gonna be happy about it.
Yeah.
And then he started speaking up.
So, if you guys do not know, the teams that are still in the playoffs that are battling for the Super Bowl are the Chiefs, the Patriots.
The Chiefs and the Patriots?
Yeah, the Chiefs and the Patriots.
That's the first Super Bowl game is gonna be?
No. That's the team that are facing off the NFC. For AFC, it's going to be the Rams and the Saints are going off in the AFC and the NFC. I might have switched up, but either way, it'll be Rams and Saints and the Chiefs versus. And be honest with you, I'm looking at it as going to be the Rams versus the Chiefs. If you guys remember, if you're a football player like myself, you saw the game that they had this year. When their game was legit the highest scoring game in all of the NFL history. 51-54 was the final score. That game was the highest scoring game ever in NFL history. By the NFL. And that's it because both teams have very young and talented quarterbacks. However, the Chiefs made a mistake. Depends on how you look at it. They let go of Kareem Hunt, and Kareem Hunt was actually taken out. If you guys are a man or very avid or very livid, like Madden players, or very Madden players, you notice everything. It was that Kareem Hunt was taken out of Madden. Like, he was legitimately taken out of the game. If you go into Madden, you won't see him anymore. He's no longer in the game.
So here's the thing. You got four teams, possibly. The Patriots might be one of those. I think the interesting. I would love to see, and I know this is probably going to be impossible, I would love to see the Patriots play the Chiefs. Because we were talking about the Patriots being America's team, the Chiefs being a representation of Indian, you know, what is Native American. Well, that's their logo, too. They the Redskins.
Are you trying to say that
bad
injury.
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl, that's what you want to see?
Yeah.
However, if Kansas City ever changes, and so they say changes to is in a different conference than the other conference, then they could. I don't see that happening.
Anyway, we have two topics here. Is the Patriots America's team? I say absolutely heck yes. Because if you're not a Patriot, then you're not American. If you're not a Patriot, then you like one of these other little squat teams in your region, which you're not American. You don't value American values. Yeah.
That was the case for everyone, literally.
That's everyone. That's what they're trying to tell you.
Yeah, basically that's everybody. Most people actually hate the Patriots.
That's what they're trying to tell you. Anybody that likes the Patriots, they don't like you.
But short list of guest appearances. Are they canceled? Why not? So, guest appearances are Cardi B. Cardi B is one.
I mean, she's probably a guest appearance.
No, she's a guest appearance.
So, she's performing at Super Bowl.
She's performing her. So, Travis Thompson has been confirmed.
And Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight singing the national anthem. And Cardi B, Travis Scott, and Maroon 5 are all performing.
You know what's funny? Maroon 5 does it like every other year. Like, kind of crazy, right? Like, do these y'all have songs? Like, are y'all?
Nah, yeah, they do. They actually have it on Cardi. Cardi and Maroon 5, I believe, have a song that they do together. I believe they do.
Dang.
So they're probably going to be for that. But then Cardi probably, if I know Cardi, she's probably going to perform.
I mean, probably. I mean,
it is her top song. Money is either going to be like, she's either going to perform money or another song that she's probably going to perform. Be careful.
Be careful, yeah.
Be careful.
But, Chandler and Cardi.
No. I would see them not.
It's not Spanish. It's, what's that homeboy that's performing? Scott. Are we canceling?
Oh, Travis Scott.
Yeah. Travis Scott is also a guest performer.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
I don't think you cancel Travis Scott because he's not really like, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody like, oh, Travis Scott, and you cancel him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no. A lot of people love Travis Scott. They love music. But I don't really see a reason why you would cancel Cardi, Maroon 5, or Travis.
So you wouldn't cancel nobody.
I wouldn't cancel anyone. I would let them all play because they're top name artists. Especially Cardi. She definitely top name artists. She's one of the biggest female artists. Well, actually,
so does anybody get canceled for playing the Super Bowl?
Sometime years before, maybe along that line, somebody might have gotten canceled. But I don't think this year, I would not see them canceled anyway. But if they were canceled somebody out of all the artists, I probably could have ended up canceling They'll probably end up canceling Travis only because you wouldn't reasonably have to cancel Cardi. Cardi is one of the biggest female artists out in the not even just the rap music industry at the moment. So
yeah,
you wouldn't.
Because you gotta have
values,
man. Draw
words. I mean, but if you have values, yeah, you're gonna want to have a female artist so that way you.
You're right. Yeah. As a women audience. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So going back to the Patriots, the American team, if the Patriots are beating the Chiefs, Brady will be accepting his ring. I don't think they're going to beat the Chiefs, more than likely. If they do beat the Chiefs, they're not going to beat the Chiefs by like the Chiefs are going to go down fighting. The Chiefs are a very fighting team. And just like when they played them in the regular season, the score was 40-43. A close game that the Chiefs could have won. But, I mean, hey, it came down to it. Like, the Chiefs are a very fighting team. They don't take nothing from no one. And especially, what I want to say is this. If Mahomes and Hill can get going early, then they probably, the Patriots probably will lose. Because if Hill gets going early, it's going to be hard to stop. Tyreek Hill is one of the best. He is definitely, Tyreek Hill, if you think about it, he's definitely in the top 10 of receivers. He's definitely in the top 10, no doubt. And quarterbacks of this year, Patrick Mahomes, he definitely in the top 10, no doubt. He definitely in the top 10. He's just been able to make, in his rookie season, he's been able to make so much stuff happen.
So here's my question. What do you think that Martin Luther King Jr. would say about the Super Bowl contest in Kaepernick? Where do you think?
I think he would agree. I think Martin Luther King would agree with it.
Yeah, definitely.
I think he would agree because the NFL has just had a lot of stuff going on.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I think it's possible. Yeah, he would agree with Kaepernick. I mean, would they be homies?
I don't know if they'd be homies, but I feel like he would definitely agree with Kaepernick's.
I think he was more on the side of, like, you know, Ryan Hart's, you know, homie Sebi and the folks from Ryan Hart's.
Yeah.
Protesting, you know, the NFL for a number of reasons, like the Redskins, name changes. So, like, you know, if King was around, I think he might have did this whole Super Bowl thing. I don't think nobody would even want to, you know, perform on the jump. You know what I'm saying? Because you got 90-year-old MLK looking at you like, really, son? I think you'd just be like, yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's my opinion.
One more thing before we move on. Clemson at the White House. That was
You know what they got.
Yeah, they got McDonald's. They didn't even get ready for food. They got McDonald's. And you... And I know they was all mad. They probably ate it. But a lot of they ate it. Sick because, I mean, why would you? First of all, Trump for one is wild for that. He's wild for just McDonald's, straight McDonald's for all of them. Like, that's pretty wild. If you think about it. That's pretty wild. Clemson would never. I don't think there's any college team that supports Trump and what he's doing. There's no college team that I need to support him. College, really quick before we speak this up. Targeting. Should it be simmered down? Because there are scenarios where targeting shouldn't be called, but it's called anyway. For example, if you're a defender. You're going for a runner's legs, and that runner dipped his head. And this is only in college. Now, targeting is only in college. For those of you who do not know college football or you watch college football, but you don't understand the topic of targeting is mainly used when a defensive player is being hit. If that player is being hit or a hit to the helmet or neck, the head or neck area with the shoulder or helmet itself, is classified as targeting. Now, my question is, should it be considered targeting if a defender is going up against a runner who dips his head as the defender is going for his legs? Do you all believe? Now, if you guys do it now, if you guys want to get into that, make sure you guys call in because I actually want to know you guys' answer to this. I think that I myself believe that. I don't think that it should be considered targeting because in that scenario, you're not doing it. You're not committing the targeting on purpose. So I don't believe that shit is going to be tough. What was your take on that?
You know, I really don't have an opinion. I'm not the expert on targeting. That's what we're talking about outside of sports, but, you know, I defer to your expert opinion on that one. As far as Clemson goes, yeah, they knew what they got. And
Clemson actually, you know what? Speaking of Clemson, targeting has been called too.
Yeah, I mean, at the point, I think, you know, those players might have been targeted because they went to their house, you know? Yeah, I don't know.
But I heard you guys are going to get into the next song, which is going to be, you know what? How about we do Wall to Wall?
Do it.
The next song, sorry, guys.
Wall. diamond shine, cause they really diamond. Songwriter and he could sing, bringing in money like raking in leaves. I was just trying to get paper to sneeze. Achoo, that was a blessing. She's special to you. I don't look at her special. Actually, I treat her regular. Not being seen, we not making no spectacle. Gave that a verse and he gave it a Kevin. All the above, we do all the etc. Scared of the fans, had to switch out my cellular. He talking reckless, don't call me back ever. Passing through guard as a holler at Glover. Shout out to Fleck, shout out to Shedrick. Frank Monte Carlo for K911. Just holler that trail. I'm like the rapper, my section ridiculous. Watch when you stepping. Pockets on indigent, can't be too careful. Steve like I'm tall, and when they yellow. Broken in college, fresh with low mileage. I like them black, pretty white teeth. Body unique, booty on fleek. Jenna Aiko, chewing a teeth. Grocery, please, you know that was
me. All my diamond shine, cause they really diamond. Bad bitches in line, they be really trying. They ask me if I'm high, I say really, really. Got money on my mind, I say really, really. I look like I've been falling, cause I'm really balling. I won't apologize, I'm not really sorry. They ask me if I'm lying, I say really, really. I'm really on my mind, I say really, really. Really, really.
Diving be treacherous. Well, pray to God that don't nobody mess with him. Keep it strong in case anyone tests him. Right or wrong, if it's this, you don't mess with him. When your bitch over here, I don't mess with her. No detective work, I don't be questioning. Where she been trying to read all her messages? I don't speak on no man that's irregular. Take her phone, disconnecting the cellular. What you need that for undressing her? What you did that for caressing her? Spreading her legs about the flesh in her. Pulling her hair from the back for the pressing her. Trying to see who tap first made a bet with her. Relationship blinking, no eczema. She catching feelings, she say we inseparable. Oyster perpetual, it's not a replica. Mustang GT in the street smoking vegetables. Drunk in the front, do it make me an elephant. I really, really preserving my beverages. Shopping in Beverly, check out my etiquette. Loving my swag women, Taylor keep checking. The carrots, they glistening all of my necklaces. Feeling myself, really thought it was elegant.
All my diamonds shine, cause they really diamonds. Bad bitches in line, they be really trying. They ask me if I'm high, I say really.
This is going to be it for us tonight on Stay Woke Radio, the third episode of Stay Woke Radio of 2019. Just a little bit of in the future things coming out or things that are going to be happening. One, my birthday does come up in March, if you guys know. I do. My birthday is March the 13th, the day before a real show we will have. So, if you guys want to send me birthday wishes that day before or the day of my birthday or even the day that we're doing the radio
send
show.
Send birthday wishes all the way down until March.
Yeah, y'all can do that if you want
to.
Celebrate. But yeah, this will draw to the close. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I have so much fun doing these radio shows. Nothing makes me better. Nothing gets me more in the mood to do those than to just come here and take the time out of my day to just talk. Sometimes about problems that I have, something that I have to that goes with my with it. Not even just my life, but in daily life in general. So without further ado, Ill, you wanna take a closing commercial?
Hey, radio is sponsored by Stand Omni Media. I diversify digital media with the mission to uplift the voices and cultures that are most often silenced. Visit them at www.wheredoyoustand.com. This has been another episode of Stay Woke Radio. We're here every Thursday at 7 p.m. and on Twitter at Stay Woke. You're welcome to join the future generation of Stay Woke Radio, live broadcasting live at 304 Talbot Court Southeast near Empire Station. Next week, we'll be back, same time, same place. Stay up with us.
Stay woke, yo.
Woke radio, hashtag stay woke DC, hashtag if you DC, say out of here.
All right, guys, URL, we will be getting out of here. But before we get out of here, y'all want to know this. I know a lot of y'all want to know this song. So, to any of y'all, we're going to end this song. We're going to end this all is RIP to this man right here. X, we're going to start, we're going to off with X with Moonlight. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And make sure you tune in the next time when we probably will be continuing a little. I'll continue it, but we mentioned what we didn't need to say today, as well as the new stuff. So hope you guys enjoyed this one, and I'll see you guys next time. Later, guys.
Right, should look good in the moonlight. All these niggas so bad, man. Spotlight, moonlight. Nigga, why you tripping? Get your mood right. Should look good in the moonlight. All these niggas so bad, man. Moonlight, nigga, why you tripping? Get your mood right. Should look good in the moonlight. All these niggas so bad, man. Spotlight, moonlight. Nigga, why you tripping? Get your mood right. Should look good in the moonlight. All these niggas so bad, man.
Feel like I'm destined. I don't need no Smith and Wesson. No. Who are you testing? Fuck a scent from here's your list, no. Knife in a testing, taking shots at all your breath, no. Feel like I'm damn it, you fucking blind, come on, make it right. You come, make it right. Come on, make it right. You come, make it right. Moonlight, moonlight, nigga, why you tripping? All these pussy niggas so bad, man. Spotlight, moonlight. Nigga, why you tripping? Get your mood right. Should it look good in the moonlight? All these pussy niggas so bad, man. Spotlight, moonlight. Nigga, why you tripping?